KBN on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It's a great day to be alive. Hey! Right here on Kyle Brust and Nordman on ESPN Milwaukee. That's 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And I'm smiling. I'm walking on broken glass. I'm dancing. I feel good, Bradley Nordman. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Hope is a beautiful thing, Kyle. When you see... Not every moment is the, you know, Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers, the center of the sporting world.
Woo!
And that is what last night was and what we woke up to this morning.
What we woke up to, indeed. Shout out to Alex Stroh holding it down for us on the ones and the twos behind the glass. And shout out to you, KBN Nation, because you can watch and stream us live by going to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and ESPN Madison on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you subscribe as well, because we are on our road to 20,000 followers on ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking Text Line, where less is more. And KBN Nation, we're going to need y'all to chime in, because listen, we've talked about what the Green Bay Packers need to do to improve this football team. We've talked about the pass rush for the Green Bay Packers not being good enough, not being consistent enough last year. Even though they were top 10 in sacks last year, it came in bunches. We wanted more consistency. We talked about getting a game record. And yesterday, news broke. And not even really broke. I would just say more tea leaves, more
rumors.
Energy. Rumors started to get a little bit more powerful, because there was a tweet from Kay Adams from the podcast Up and Adams. And we all love Kay. Some people say she's the unofficial GM for the Green Bay Packers, because she likes to push things and she loves our boy Jordan Love. And she simply tweeted last night after we talked about on KBN about, you know, our boy Pretty Ricky on Twitter. There was a rumor out there that the Packers have a trade offer on the table for Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys and have a $45 million per year offer as well waiting for him if the trade goes down. We just thought, hey, it's just a rumor, but let's talk about it. But then last night, little Miss Kay Adams, she tweeted, "You guys."
Mm.
I don't know about you, Brad. When I saw "you guys," I said, what is she talking about? Now, I know she know Micah. She knows Jordan Love, and she talked about Micah becoming a Packer to be with Jordan Love, and now she's tweeting "you guys." And then later on, the guy that used to score touchdowns for the Packers, Coon, tweeted, "Micah freaking Parsons." Now, he said, "I was just playing, joking around." But Bradley Nordman, where there's smoke, sometimes there is fire. What was your initial reaction when you saw all the rumors starting to build up about this potential of Micah Parsons potentially coming to Green Bay?
Kyle, man, I'll tell you what. Something like this just doesn't come out of thin air, right? That is one takeaway. It's not just the Green Bay Packers are too tight-lipped. They're too by the book. They're too even conservative to let something like this get out there if it wasn't really actually happening, right? Because even if we think about it, remember the Davante Adams free agency?
Yeah.
We're all like, it makes all the sense in the world that Davante Adams would come and be a Green Bay Packer. But we heard no news of it, no rumors, no level of reaching out to Davante in his camp. And sure enough, it did not happen.
They never reached out.
But when you look at this one, there's too much activity. There's too much rumors. There's too many tea leaves. And there's too many, like, just smoke signals to where I can't believe that nothing is happening, right? So I sit here. And I think to myself, this team with Micah Parsons would be a game changer. Nobody disagrees with that. I think two things. When I see all these cascading rumors occur about Micah Parsons, it leads me to believe two things. One.
All right, what are those two things, Bradley?
Okay. I whether it happens or not, because it takes two to tango. You got Jerry Jones, who is, he's unpredictable. And he probably isn't someone that's going to want to give away one of his prized possessions, not for sure a cheap price, but even at all. So even if the Packers are doing a full-out assault for Micah Parsons, it might not happen just because Jerry Jones might get in the way of it. But simply the fact that the Green Bay Packers are the lead candidate to go after the guy who is one of the best defensive players in the NFL, and they're willing to give him a contract, rumor has it, and they're willing to give up draft picks, rumor has it. The fact that those conversations are going on, it makes me applaud Brian Gutekunst. I said that he's too conservative. Yes, that's right. Give him a round of applause, Brian Gutekunst. Just simply to be that aggressive, it shows me a new side of Brian Gutekunst that says that he's willing to go outside of his comfort zone. I've said for a long time, he just wants to draft and develop. He's not willing to bring in veterans. Something like this, just even being in the mix of it, even being at the forefront, even if it doesn't work out, is a reflection in a little bit of a change in Goody being aggressive, the type of aggression I think this team needs in order to win a Super Bowl. And the second thing, Kyle Wallace,
What is that?
That's the good part of it. That's the good news.
Well, wait. I don't want to hear nothing bad.
We like the good news. The bad news is, I think this is him admitting that the D-line isn't very good.
Oh.
That after all that investment, all those first-round draft picks, all those contracts, I think he looks at this and says, you know what? This D-line does need help. If Super Bowl is the goal, and if he's going to preach a sense of urgency, and he's going to put it into action, he knows he's got to address that defensive line. This, to me, even if it doesn't happen, the rumor of the King's ransom that Micah Parsons would deservedly need out of Dallas to come to Green Bay, it reflects to me that he is not satisfied with the D-line, that they're not very good, and they're not championship caliber.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. Again, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line where Liss is more. We want your instant reaction to the news. Again, there's just the rumors are starting to heat up as Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers has been placed out there. There's rumors that the Packers have a trade on the table and that they have a contract waiting for Micah Parsons that will pay him $45 million a year. And we want your reaction. What is your immediate thought, KBN Nation? Do you believe that this actually could come true? And do you want Micah Parsons on this football team? Of course, 800-990-3776. Now, I take exception to a couple things that you said, Brad. The defensive line, yes, they have a problem. But I don't believe him going out to try to get the best or one of the best top five defensive players, for sure, top three rushers in the NFL. I don't think it's a mission that the D-line is bad. And granted, I am not the biggest fan of this Packers defensive line. I think it just shows that Goody actually wants to make this team better. Because if you think the D-line is bad, you draft D-linemen in the first round or the second round. You draft them early, right? If you think the defensive line is bad, you go out and you sign somebody. The Green Bay Packers didn't sign anybody. They didn't use any draft capital early to go and get themselves a defensive lineman. Matter of fact, the area that we obviously see that they weren't comfortable with was offensive line. You drafted Anthony Belton in the second round. You went and signed an offensive lineman as well and Aaron Banks early on and during the offseason. So to me, when I look at where Goody doesn't believe in, I think it was the offensive line where he didn't believe in. When I think of him trying to make this move, I don't think it's because, oh, my D-line is trash. I think it's, oh, I have an opportunity to get a disruptive force on the defensive side on the football where we have the cap space to do it. We have the draft capital to do it. So why not try to do that? Because remember, who was Mr. Sense of Urgency?
Goody himself.
Goody was Mr. Sense of Urgency. And now with the change up, there might be a little bit more sense of urgency. But when I look at Micah Parsons and how he can be such a difference for this football team, it would be a shame. An absolute shame, Goody. Where the camera at? It would be a shame, Goody, if you allow for all this hype and all this discussion and all this conversation to be out there. Because what we've seen in the past for the Green Bay Packers, Bradley, is the fact that the Packers have always talked about, oh, well, they kicked the tires on this person. But, we got beat out. Do not. Goody, you don't kick the tires on him unless you're going to pull the dang trigger. You have the draft capital. You have the money. This ain't about kicking tires. It's about what do you do? Like, when you don't kick tires, what's the opposite of kicking tires? When you follow through?
Finish it?
Dunk it? This could be a slam dunk. This could be a home run.
A research thesis?
This could change everything about the direction of not only this season, but the seasons to come for the Green Bay Packers because you have your one guy on offense, your one guy on defense. Boy, this would be so exciting. So go ahead and go get somebody who is considered one of the best, not just defensive players, not just best lineman, not just best pass rusher, but one of the best players in football. He is elite. He is game-changing. And the Green Bay Packers have a realistic opportunity to go get him. 800-990-3776. Again, that is the Carbless Talking text line where Liss is more. We want your immediate reaction to the Micah Parsons trade rumors potentially coming to Green Bay.
Well, you're exactly right, Kyle, because if you're a GM and the whole league were to start over, right, you would take with your first overall pick a franchise quarterback. That's just who you take.
Mm-hmm.
Your second pick would be a disruptive D lineman. Your third pick is probably a left tackle or tackle of some kind. So that is just to say how important a defensive lineman, guy like Micah Parsons, that would change everything about this Packer defense. Imagine Jeff Hafley not needing to send lucrative blitzes to put pressure on the cornerback. Imagine what it would do for Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary as the focus of chips and releases would be on Micah Parsons. Imagine how it would free up Edger and Cooper. Imagine the comfort.
Oh, my God.
Free up. Free Cooper.
Edrian Cooper, again, I will repeat. Brad, you love Edrian Cooper coming out the draft.
Love Cooper.
Edrian Cooper last year as a rookie in the NFL was a defensive player of the year player of the week for the NFC. Not rookie, but player twice. Not once, but twice. Now you had a guy that's been top five in defensive MVP multiple times in his career. Come on now. That's an elite defense right there. But we see y'all on the talking text line. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You can text in. You can also call in like my boy Ezekiel in Milwaukee. Micah, excitement? You loving it?
I am excited. I am more than excited. Like Norton just brought up all the way. By the way, congrats, Norman, to healing successfully. Very happy about that. You sound great. Sound smooth.
Thank you.
But Micah Parsons, man, I mean, I played linebacker in high school and in college. I'm just more than excited. And like you just brought up about Edrian Cooper, man, dude, that would be a dynamic for any Packer fan to, like, really just witness. You know, it could really bring us to a Super Bowl, and that's all I'm excited about.
Yes, Ezekiel.
Let's go. I love that excitement.
You can hear it in Ezekiel's voice, and the fact is that there's actually some realness to this, so we should be excited about this. Cooper being paired up with a guy like Micah Parsons, is your defense will be elite. Micah, Cooper, X, stop it. Stop playing with me, Brad.
Well, if you remember, KBN Nation, I did a little bit of a research project of my own not long ago, and I asked myself how many all-pro players are on any given Super Bowl team, runner-up or Super Bowl winner. It was anywhere from 3 to 8, but on average, it was 4 all pro level players on any given Super Bowl team. So Micah Parsons, he would come in as a for sure all pro. There's one. You got Xavier McKinney. There's another one. I think Edrian Cooper is primed to be an all pro. There's 3. And then you got Jordan Love and or Josh Jacobs and or a guy like Zach Tom that are right in the wings to be able to maybe be all pro. That is, you're talking about a Super Bowl team, but it is a domino. Micah Parsons is to allow everybody else to play better football. So I know whatever the trade package is, you'd say it's a lot to give up for one player, but it doesn't equal just one player. It cascades to the rest of the defense and team itself.
I love the excitement that Brad has, but also I love the excitement you have, KBN Nation. The phone lines is lighting up. Y'all hitting us up on the Carbless Talking text line. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube as well. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. And we're talking about the level of excitement from us Packers fans. But here on the Carbless Talking text line, we got a Cowboys fan who wants to put in his 2 cents. Jason in Sheboygan. Is this Jason the teacher?
Oh, that is incorrect, Kyle.
What's happening, my
What's up,
man?
Jason?
I know you a Cowboys fan. What are your thoughts on the Micah Parsons to Green Bay Packers trade rumors happening right now?
I'm going to bring you some truth, and all you fans got to pump the brakes because I've been hearing all this. When you do a trade, it's got to hurt both sides. And all I've been hearing is, oh, we'll throw 2 first rounds, a 2nd, and we'll give you Rashawn Gary, and we'll give you Romeo Doubs and throwing all this trash.
What a package.
Guess what? Guess what? It's got to hurt both teams to be a trade. So I'm going to tell you this. You answer me this. You want Micah Parsons? First round, 2nd round, and Edrian Cooper.
Oh, come on.
What do you say to that?
Listen, Jason, come on now, Jason. What? No.
Why we
got to give up Coop? We give you 2 first-round picks. You can get 2 Coops with that.
I mean, Jason's got a point. It sounds like a Cowboys fan that doesn't want Micah Parsons to leave, and it sounds like he wants Edrian Cooper, our boy Edrian Cooper. However, to get a guy like Micah Parsons, not just to sign him, you're going to have to draw blood a little bit. That's just the truth. You're going to have to draw blood for a guy like that. That's bona fide one of the best players in the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. How much I hate to say it, it would just like when we signed Josh Jacobs and we had Jacobs and Aaron Jones for about, what,
Nowler, and we thought, boy, oh boy, that's going to be crazy.
Trades are hard. That's why free agency is amazing. That's why Charles Woodson and Reggie White came in free agency. Because you can pay him money, but to give up assets, that's a completely different animal.
If we're going to pay him $45 million, y'all, listen, y'all going to have to, y'all can't just, you can't fleece us for everything. We got to pay this man as well. So, I mean, it would hurt to see Edrin Cooper, but I mean, it's Micah Parsons. But Jeff, we see you. James, we see you. I see y'all on the Carbless Talking text line as well. We'll get to you more after break as we are breaking down the exciting news that there seems to be a little bit of smoke and fire when it comes to the Micah Parsons rumors going to Green Bay. You had Kay Adams just say, you guys. John Kuhn said he might have just been joking, but he said Micah freaking Parsons. Shefty joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning and didn't throw all cold water on it. So there seems to be a little validity to this Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. And we want to hear your instant reactions. I'll see you after break, Jeff and James, and also you as well, KBN Nation. This is Kyle Bruston-Norman on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston-Norman.
I was like, it's the 414 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is Kyle Bruston-Norman on the. Oh, I couldn't hear myself. I turned my headset down because during break I was talking to you because you were talking as in you as in Alex Strofe.
You're very out of place in that chair.
I am out of
place.
You've had a
rough week.
No. Yesterday was a good one. Don't you throw the whole week away. Monday, yes. Yesterday was a hell of a show. I walked out of here with my head held high, very high.
Proud-chested right there,
Brad,
Kyle Wallace.
Yeah. I was good. I was coming back to Strofe stand. Strofe, you hear that? Killing it.
I called the ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Wisconsin, Strofe. Pat me on the back.
And you milked it, too. There were times you said, ESPN Wisconsin. That's ESPN Milwaukee 94.5, 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Yeah.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. We love the beef. You milked it sometimes, Kyle.
Because we do love it. I had to. I was standing on
give
business
a shout
yesterday.
Out.
Yeah. Just like I hope Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, is standing on business as well, as there are rumors out there that the Green Bay Packers could be in negotiations with the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones himself, to try to swing a trade for a generational type player, a difference maker type player like a Micah Parsons. 800-990-3776. We are taking your instant reaction. And do you believe this can happen? And how? And how can this positively impact the Green Bay Packers? Jeff and Tosa, do you believe that Parsons is a quality player we need?
Yeah, it would be nice to have him, but we're not going to get him.
Why is that?
The Cowboys are not going to take number one picks, because if the Packers get Parsons, those number one picks are going to be between, like, numbers 30 and 32. So, yeah, they're going to come. They're going to want big-time players in return. If I were the Cowboys, I'd want Cooper, I'd want Jaden Reed, and then I'd want a number one and a number two. And as a Packer fan, I don't want to give all that up, so I hope it doesn't happen.
I give up Jaden Reed, tell you that much.
So that trade proposal that you just said, would you trade that for Micah Parsons?
He's off the floor.
He's gone? Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Strofe's putting him back on.
Or is that too much?
He may be gone.
Okay.
And so, but this is what I want to say.
It's compelling.
For
it's those, compelling thought.
For those who think, and I agree, it's going to take a lot, but we've seen this before. Do you guys remember somebody named Khalil, last name Mack?
I remember Khalil Mack.
And Khalil Mack was a terror on the defense, right? And he got traded to the Chicago Bears back in 2018, I believe it was. Or 2017. Yeah, 2018. And do you know at that time, the Oakland Raiders acquired from the Chicago Bears for a player who at that time was as elite as Micah Parsons is. The Bears received they sent out two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and a conditional fifth-round pick. That's what they sent to the Chicago Bears. And the Bears got picks back as well. So what I'm saying is we've seen this before, and I understand that it's going to take a king's ransom, but a king's ransom is typically going to be two first-round picks and a third-round pick and something else. The Green Bay Packers have the capital to do that. So everybody's saying, oh, well, they got to get a player. No,
They don't have to get a player. In our minds, we think they do, but that's not the reality. You have proof with Khalil Mack getting traded for about 4 or 5 picks. So the Green Bay Packers do not have to give up a player unless Jerry Jones says, nope, I need a player. But right now, based off history, a lot of guys are traded for draft picks all the time.
Yeah, I mean, if this trade actually happens, a player will likely be included, but doesn't necessarily have to be. I think first-round draft picks are considered so coveted in the NFL. Maybe it's one of the reasons why it hasn't happened, because maybe Jerry wants more first-round draft picks than Goody's willing to give up.
Give him a third one in like 2032.
Yeah, just like how the Bucks do it.
If you're
2033 first-round draft pick.
If you're afraid, or 2027 or 2028, whatever the hell it is, I don't even know what year it is. If you're afraid of the Packers having high picks here's a pick in 2030 somewhere. We don't know where it's going to be at.
But the reality is, these first-round draft picks, it is hit or miss. I mean, look at only the Packers' recent history to see. Oftentimes, first-round draft picks, they don't pan out. It's like a coin flip to see if anyone is even decent.
I'm a Packers fan. I see that all the time.
And how many turn out like Micah Parsons, right? I mean, you might get one or two players in any given first-round draft that turn out like Micah Parsons. So that might be a reason why a player might be included. But even Edgerrin Cooper, right? I mean, if it's me, I give up Edgerrin Cooper for Micah Parsons,
hell
plus
yeah,
all the package, because we've seen flashes of Edgerrin Cooper, but we don't know if he can stay healthy. We don't know if he can take it to the next level, even just to be an all-pro, but we have proof of concept in Micah Parsons at a more important position.
Brad, we realize that Edgerrin Cooper is good, but we already know Micah Parsons was the best defensive player in the NFL his rookie year, that also finished top 5 in defensive MVP voting his first year as well. Edgerrin Cooper ain't that good. So we know the greatness that Micah Parsons already has. 800-990-3776. Again, that is the Carbless Talk and Text line where Liss is more. We're taking your reaction to, do you believe Micah Parsons is actually going to be a Green Bay Packer? And would you want to trade him for anything? Is anything untouchable on this roster? James, thank you so much for holding. You are on Kyle Bruston Norman.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Kyle, keep that head held high. You're doing a great job this week.
Thank you, sir.
But as far as Micah coming,
don't believe. Just keep
as
going.
As far as Micah coming to GB, Jerry has to be willing to let him up. I hope he does, because I'm willing to overpay for an absolute stud like Micah. It puts an elite player at all three levels of our defense. Makes us probably go from the 4-8 range. I'm biased. I'm a Packers fan. For Super Bowl contention to a real contender. If we have to pay up to get him, do it. Let's get Jordan Love a ring so we can get another Packers Super Bowl ring back to Lombardi.
Hey, James, put James back on. James, I need a Go Pack Go from you, James, because you got Packer green and gold.
Go Pack Go!
Yeah! Here we go.
Go Pack Go!
Go!
Yeah!
Go.
That's what I'm talking about, CJ. Well, I love that energy, baby. Go Pack, go energy. I love what James was talking about.
I don't
about.
Think that's a homer take to say the Packers are probably the 8th highest team to likely win the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
kind of knocking on the door, but to leap at least to 6th, to maybe even 4, I think it would do that with a guy like Micah Parsons. And here's the other thing that I'm thinking about with Jerry Jones. Yes, Jerry Jones, big ego, sort of a deal maker, but he also can't stand disrespect. And I feel like Micah Parsons is towing the line. Maybe he's even crossed the line of disrespecting the Cowboy star.
He sure did.
The professionalism of, you know, sitting back, laying on that bench
in
like that.
In the middle of a game? Jerry, that's a slap in the face.
I think he is frustrating and insulting Jerry Jones. So, yes, maybe there's a level of like, okay, I got to get something back for it. But when it comes down to it, maybe he's just like, I just want to get rid of this guy. So maybe if it's a – all I say that to be is I don't think it's an impossible trade to make. I think he's also incentivized to get this headache out of Dallas.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. How dare somebody like Micah Parsons – think he's bigger than the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
How dare he thinks he's bigger than a football team. Micah Parsons ain't won a championship and ain't got this football team to a Super Bowl. So who the hell does Micah Parsons think he is laying his behind on that little bench like that in the middle of the game? That is disrespectful. Jerry, get him up out of there. He doesn't respect you, Jerry. Get him out of there.
That's right.
And we'll take him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Exactly. Baby. A little bit of a discount, if you don't mind.
a little bit of a discount. Michael in Milwaukee, do you think this is a good idea for the Packers to trade for Micah Parsons?
It better be a discount. because it was a three-game stretch during last season where Dallas got run over 200 yards all of those three or four games, and Michael Parsons was out there. Yeah, it might help us in the rush department, but we're gonna suck stopping the run. Michael Parsons can't stop the run. So they better be careful of picking up Michael Parsons. That's why Mr. Jones is hesitant to give this man all that money. He can't stop the run.
Any hesitation there? I think that's an interesting thought. Everybody wants to look for a reason why not.
Give me 13 sacks. I'm good with not stopping the run.
13 sacks in how many games?
He had 12 last year in 13 games.
Oh, there it is. 12 sacks in 13 games. Is anybody apprehensive like Michael?
I mean, I'm personally not. It's true that maybe he's not the heavy-handed, set-the-edge run stopper.
Michael.
I love how country
Dude,
Jerry Jones
it's
is.
So good. Play it one more time.
Michael.
You got the whole Michael. Clip? Let me hear the whole one.
Yeah.
Michael, why don't you grab Micah and come over here with him and come with me and sit down here and bridge this gap?
Listen. That is an absurd amount of prepositions Micah. In one breath.
I mean, that is
so many prepositions.
Why don't you come over here and grab him and do this?
Yeah, let's go one more time. I want to count the prepositions.
Why don't you grab Micah and come over here with him and come with me and sit down here and bridge this gap?
I'm getting six prepositions in one sentence.
I wish Ben was here so I could ask him what a preposition is.
Jerry's cooked. Jerry don't know what to do. He asking Michael Irvin for help. That's when you know you do. Listen, Michael Irvin might have been a great football player, but he might be the last person I'm asking for any type of help when it comes to this situation. 800-990-3776. Again, we are breaking down here on Kyle Bruston and Nortman the rumors that Micah Parsons could be heading to Green Bay. We want to hear from you. Again, you can call in at the Carbless Talking text line at 800-990-3776. Call in, text in, but also join the chat on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube. We have a poll up. Will Micah Parsons be a Packer? We want to know from you. We want to hear from you. But when we come back, we're talking about this, but why all of a sudden do we hear Goody talking about Micah Parsons? Goody is being interviewed today for his media availability, and he actually mentioned something about Micah Parsons, and he's kind of changing his tune, Brad. I'm curious. Why, oh why, is Goody all of a sudden trying to get the best defensive player in the NFC? We'll tell you why on the other side. Keep it locked. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
And that Alex Stroph, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
With a mind of her own, my own Dallas. Take a ride on her Central Expressway.
What is this?
The legend Willie Nelson with his smash hit Dallas.
I dig Willie Nelson. This must be a young Willie Nelson. Not as nasally, but not as nasally.
Yeah, it feels like it's from almost the 60s.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by simply going to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube or ESPN Madison on YouTube. Do not forget to give us a thumbs up and a subscribe as well. Always download the ESPN Wisconsin app so you never miss any of your favorite shows. What are we? Strofe, this ain't the day to be doing this.
I was just going to report that it came out in 1968.
Wow. That was an absurd use of the KBN Sports
No,
Desk.
It's not. That's a completely normal use of the KBN Sports Desk.
It's banned. No Sports Desk. No breaking news unless it's about Micah Parsons today.
I suppose that is right because like the KBN Sports Desk, it's like the diet version of breaking news.
Well, I don't want none of it today. I guess I am overreacting. Self-reflection.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Self-reflection.
You're lashing.
That's a problem. That's a me problem. It's a me problem. You know what, Brett? You're right. That the sports desk is meant for little nuggets like that. Breaking news is meant for breaking news. So, I apologize, Strofe. Pig Heart Boy, pay attention. I apologize.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But again, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line where Liz is more. Y'all are blowing it up as we are reacting to the news that where there is smoke, there is fire. And it seems to be some validity to the fact that the Green Bay Packers have potentially reached out to the Dallas Cowboys to try to gauge their interest in trading Micah Parsons, who is disgruntled with the Dallas Cowboys, to the Green Bay Packers.
To say the least.
Reports out there that the Packers do have a trade on the table, but more importantly, they also have a contract that they're prepared to offer Micah Parsons to give him an extension if he does become a Green Bay Packer. And we want to know, do you believe this trade will actually happen? 800-990-3776. Steve in Sheboygan, is the trade happening?
I don't think it's going to happen because Jerry won't let him come to the NFC. He'll go to the AFC first before he goes to the NFC. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the Dallas Cowboys too much if they bring him up here.
I mean, that's true, and GMs do think about that for sure, about, hey, we'd prefer to not send him to the NFC or a rival. And the Packers and the Cowboys have a rival of sorts, and I think Jerry sees week four on the schedule, and the Packers...
Woo! Come on now, Jerry! Listen!
The Packers play the Cowboys.
Sell out! Jerry, sell out! All the... You know how many fans want to buy tickets just to boo Micah Parsons? Come on now, Jerry.
Micah.
They'll all get behind you. Do the trade. Maybe y'all can beat us week four.
Yeah, I mean.
Without Micah.
At some point.
Micah.
I think Micah's almost treating this whole thing like he's trying to get broken up with. You know, like there's that. You ever have a girlfriend, Kyle, where you try to poison the relationship so much? Maybe I should be asking it theoretically.
Did I ever poison a relationship?
To you where know, he's trying to push it. And at some point, the girlfriend will break up with you. So I think some point, Jerry Jones will actually listen and actually pull the trigger.
I hope so.
For it to be the Packers, I think Gabe Neitzel and Jen Gabe and Chewy said it well this morning, that the fact that it's in the NFC and to the Green Bay Packers, which there's already a little bit of rivalry, disdain for one another, that creates a taxation of sorts. And because of that, it's going to make the price be that much more higher than, let's say, Baltimore Ravens, where we'd be looking for them. It's just a different equation.
There is definitely a different equation. Again, while we're celebrating and hoping that this happens, I understand there may be some folks who are a little hesitant, right? Apprehensive about getting so excited for the Green Bay Packers to do something that we just have not seen them do in most of our lifetime. Swing a trade. A trade, especially before the season starts. 2 weeks before the season starts for a player of this caliber. 800-990-3776. Do you believe it's going to happen? Greg in the D, as in Detroit. Do you think this trade could happen?
I do not. I really don't. I wanted to. I'm a lifelong Packer fan, born in Detroit. My parents were Lions fans, unfortunately.
That's okay.
But I just don't. Again, I've seen this my entire life. I mean, I would love to see it, but one, you guys were just talking about it. Jerry would put a tax on it. If anything, I think to stick it to the Packers, he'd try it to somebody like the Lions or the Bears, which I would not want to see. But I was also just reading today that we have 19 contract year players coming up this year. I don't think that they would have, the money to swing it. But God, I would love to see it because I remember when Reggie White came to town and what that did for the Packers, because I was a little kid and I watched, Packer teams that were coached by Bart Starr and they weren't good teams. So, the 90s come along and you see this wonderful thing we're seeing. Being Detroit area, I've seen the people around here suffer for years. I always thank the family that moved in next door to us. They got me to be a Packer fan.
All right.
When I was 8 months old, that they saved my football soul. And
so
I got to give a shout out to my Packer crew. I'm a Detroit area musician, and one of the places I perform at, it's called The Pound, it's in Brighton, and they, the owner, my buddy Nick, he's a big Packer fan, and we have a whole group that goes out every single year to a game at Lambeau.
Oh,
and one of the girls in the group, her husband is a Cowboys fan, so we mess with this guy all the time. I would absolutely love to tell Shane he stole his player. I'm hoping it happens, but it's like one of those things where it's like every time a cool player comes up that there's somebody to, that would be great for the Packers, we never pull the trade. Would this be monumental?
This would be absolutely monumental.
It would be monumental, but even like, and you make great points, you really do. And I think we're all hoping that Goody pulls off the trade. The difference is there was none of this when Trey Hendrickson was upset, when TJ Watt was upset,
true.
when Devontae Adams was a free agent. It was eerily quiet. And now we know it was quiet for a reason, because Green Bay wasn't throwing their hat in there. They weren't interested. This is loud. This is smoky. This is like the wildfires coming down from Canada. There's smoke everywhere.
Hell,
there's a burning fire up there.
I wish the wildfires was as good as Michael Parsons would be. But Brett, with this as well, I alluded to it before we went to break. Why now? Like, why all of a sudden is Goody, you know, having this sense of urgency and saying things in the press conference today that you saw, and you sent Rob Demosky, who will be joining us again next week. Shout out to Rob from ESPN.com. Why all of a sudden do you think Goody is having this sense of urgency to try to add to this team?
Well, I think there's a new sheriff in town, Kyle. There's a new sheriff and Ed Policy, and that's one of the things that I think from this as well, that not only Goody changing aggressive, which I love to see, also telling us that the D-line isn't that good, but the biggest factor that we know that we celebrated Mark Murphy walking out the door, right? But man, Ed Policy, a new presence, a new decision maker, it's basically like the team got sold. And when a team gets sold, there's a new decision maker. There's a new point of emphasis. And Ed Policy, his dad, who led the 49ers during those 80s years of greatness, his expectation is greatness. So my belief is, what would cause Goody to do a 180-degree about face from what his normal mode of operation is? It would take Ed Policy.
Ed Policy has literally been the president of the Green Bay Packers for maybe a month now? Because he took over in July.
Not even a month.
It's been a month.
A little over a month.
So what we're saying is 6 weeks, 7 weeks of him being in charge, and already you see a little bit of a fire lit under Goody. Now, will Goody actually follow through and do this? And the one thing that I loved about Ed Policy taking over is the fact that he grew up in football, right? His dad was our architect, or part of building the San Francisco 49ers and the mini dynasty that they had. So when, as a kid, he saw his dad, as a young man, he saw his dad build up this organization. And just like anybody else, we all have dreams. When Bradley Nortman went to the NFL, that was a dream. But the dream was to do what? You got to the NFL, and then what else did you want to do when you got there?
Win.
But win a what?
Super Bowl.
That's exactly.
Didn't happen, but wanted it.
But that was a dream that he had. So if you think for 1 second that Ed Policy saw his father, Carmen, win championships with the 49ers, and he didn't say, one day I want to do the same thing, I want to carry on a legacy and win a championship, you're crazy. This has Ed Policy written all over it, and he let people know, he put them on notice and said, I don't like lame duck coaches or general managers. I don't believe in it. So that let everybody know that the clock was ticking for Goody and the clock was ticking for LaFleur. And Goody said, well, heck, I want to be employed. And if you give me the green light, let's go spend some of this money.
Well, and if KBN Nation, if anybody out there has been a leader in waiting, right? You sit back and you observe and you think about things and say, when I get to that point, here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to waste no time doing it. I think Ed Policy, he's been with the Packers for a really long time. So not only does he know how they do things and what the expectations are, what a organization will likely try to pull off and pursue and what they won't, and he has a visceral feeling for how long the Super Bowl drought has been. I think he thought about it over the last couple of years and said, when I get into that position, this is what's going to be the case. So I think that he's wasting no time delivering a message to Brian Gutekunst and probably Matt LaFleur, saying, listen, good enough ain't good enough anymore.
Good enough ain't good enough. We ain't here to be good.
So you find a way to be great. And that might mean you get a little uncomfortable. I think Goody's getting uncomfortable right
Bumps
now.
Bumps them picks. Bumps all them picks. If they want seven picks, give it to them. Not seven first
seven
round picks.
Seven picks.
But I don't care. If you give up the next 3 years of first round picks in the Packers win the Super Bowl, will you care?
And, well, Kyle,
will you care?
Tell me. How have those first-round draft picks turned out for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I can tell you Jordan Morgan is struggling to beat out a seventh-round pick in Rasheed Walker, and we all know if it's a tie, the tie goes to the first-round pick, right? So it's not even a tie. If you talk about Lucas Van Ness, I literally talked to Will McDonald's mama, right? The guy who got the Packers swap picks, Will McDonald's from Wisconsin, and I met his mom, and his mom said, we're very familiar with the Green Bay Packers, and we're very familiar with the lack of sacks from Lucas Van Ness. My boy got sacks. My boy, he's making an impact. But Lucas Van Ness, we know he's struggling. So they're very aware of that, just like Packers fans are. So right now, first-round picks.
It's diabolical.
It is diabolical. And the last two first-round picks that we said, what if we can't give up our first-round picks? Well, the last two ain't did nothing yet. And who knows what the next two going to be. But Randy in a dump truck, 800-990-3776. That's the Carbos Talking text line. Do you believe it's happening?
Hey, no, it's not going to happen. Because the Packers, I hate to say this, being a Bears fan, the Packers are too good. The draft pick, the picks that they get are going to be in the 20s. Green Bay is just too good of a team for Jerry to do the trade. He'll trade with somebody that's lousy, like maybe the Saints.
But why would the Saints trade for Michael Parsons? This is what I don't understand. The Chicago Bears were an okay football team when they traded for Khalil Mack. And the Oakland Raiders at the time understood that those picks may end up being in the 20s. They're still first-round picks. They have their pick, and maybe if they wanted to move up in the draft to get somebody, they compare the Packers pick. Just because we get Michael Parsons does not guarantee we're picking 32. Newsflash. All right, just like somebody said in the Carbos Talking text line, with the Khalil Mack trade, how many Super Bowls did he go to?
Zero. Any.
But I believe in the Green Bay Packers organization.
They didn't have a quarterback. They didn't have stability.
I understand. So that's what I'm saying. I understand that. But it doesn't guarantee we go to a championship. And maybe the Cowboys like, you know what, we'll roll the dice. And we're going to get as much as we can. And it's multiple first-round picks from the Packers. And so be it. 800-990-3776. We are still taking your reactions to Michael Parsons potentially being traded. The rumors have it that he could be traded to the Green Bay Packers. I hope that is true. But there's something else, Brad, that you know to be true.
Oh, and I know to be true that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is your go-to solution for new windows and doors in that beautiful house of yours. It can be made a little bit more beautiful, a lot more beautiful, and you can experience that beauty at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. I'm telling you, it's like the iPhone of windows and doors. I mean, when you go to the Apple, like the when you go to the store, you're going to see, experience, touch, and feel all the varieties, all the different craftsmanship, colors, all the different ways that Pella Windows and Doors can deliver on making your home more valuable, decrease that energy cost, and transform it from the inside out. So you got to go there. I'm telling you, if you haven't been there, you got to see it to believe it. And now they're offering up to 5 years of 0% interest. 5 years of 0% interest. That's into the 2030s. That's how long that is. But you got to order by August 31st. So go to the showroom, tell them that KBN sent you. They love us over there. Gina Della, man, she loves us over there at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Or go visit PellaWI.com for those beautiful windows, those durable doors, and transform that home from the inside out with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
There is one man that can actually make this Micah Parsons trade happen, and it is Goody. Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Green Bay Packers, has spoken. That's good enough for the breaking news. When we come back, KBN Nation, oh, keep it locked. Don't you leave us on ESPN Milwaukee or ESPN Madison on YouTube. And if you got to get out the car, you better open up that ESPN Wisconsin app, because when we come back, KBN Nation, we will hear from General Manager Brian Gutekunst from what he had to say today during his press conference. I haven't heard all this yet. I can't wait to hear it with you, KBN Nation. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I text Greg Scalzo, and I say, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late to work. I'm caught in an international conspiracy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The Homer Hour with special guest.
Tom, work, and she went into work for
them. I got a different pep to my step today. I ain't going to lie.
Different. I can tell.
Listen, KBN Nation, y'all woke me up. Your boy was a little bit tired today, but as soon as some phones started ringing, y'all on ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube, y'all blowing up the chat at 800-990-3776 on the Carbos Talking text line. Y'all gave me life. And Brad, I think we're going to get more life, because General Manager of the Green Bay Packers, Brian Gutekunst, went to the podium today. And he was asked about the Micah Parsons rumors that are out there. And I think his response will get a people a little excited, Brad.
Mm. Yeah, first of all, I can't talk about any players on any other teams. But I think, again, every opportunity that's out there that if we think it could help the Packers, we're going to take a long, you know, look at. And, you know, again, if that opportunity makes sense to us, then we'll do it. And if it doesn't, we won't.
That's Brian Gutekunst? Talking about taking a long look at other teams and other guys and if it's going to help our team. All I hear out of Brian Gutekunst is usually, hey, I like our guys.
Yep.
I like our guys. Mm-hmm. I like what we got. You know, we're going to see them take the next step. And I feel confident about the guys we have in that locker room. And he even said that with the whole sense of urgency thing. I believe in the guys that we have that they can do what we want. This Brian Gutekunst, this is Brian Gutekunst 2.0, Kyle.
Do you have the video or just the audio? I want to see the smirk on his face, right? Because, you know, people try to have their poker face. But when asked that question about Micah, I want to see if he was able to keep his face a certain way or if he kind of perked up a little bit. I'm very curious when he gave this answer. But, Brad, you were right on. He's talking about exploring. I don't talk about other players. He could have easily said, listen.
Shut it down.
Well, listen, I can't talk about other players, but the guy, you know, we just got roster cut downs and the 53 guys in his roster are the guys that we really want to rock in. We're always exploring and looking, but we're locked in with these 53 guys and trying to get our team healthy. But nope. He said, you know, we're always exploring and looking for guys. That sounds like a person that can't talk about what's happening behind closed doors.
I mean, whether it be a player, whether it be a GM or a coach or whoever goes to the podium, I'm a big believer in, like, you can't get conveniently either stupid or coy or whatever it is. And Brian Gutekunst falls in that category. He is smart at the podium. He is a pro at saying words and not saying anything at all, right? And he could have easily said exactly what you said, Kyle. Hey, you know what? We are finalizing our 53-man roster. I like who we have in this building. We've grinded out during training camp together. Yep. There's 31 other teams out there. I can't be focused on what they're doing. But no, he did not say that. He said as much as he possibly could, because he's right. He can't talk about players and other teams. He said as much as he possibly could that, yes, I'm doing more than kicking the tires. Now, well, will it happen? I don't know. But again, Brian Gutekunst, I applaud you for a little bit of different energy.
We got some more for you, Brad and KBN Nation. Now, Goody was also asked today, good job by the media, are the Green Bay Packers a player away?
Players make impact. There's no doubt. I mean that's what, you know, you win and lose games because players, right? I mean, these are the guys that do it. So certainly players make impact. I am not a huge believer that one player, you're never one player away, right? It's just, I never believe that. Good players make impacts, and so anytime, you know, there's players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to, you know.
Wait! Stop!
Brad, go ahead.
Stop. What was the question he was asked? What was the question that prompted that answer?
If they are one player away.
Simply, are the Green Bay Packers one player away? And he ends talking about acquiring a player.
Good players make impacts, and so anytime, you know, there's players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to.
He didn't get asked about acquiring no player.
Listen.
He got asked about being one player away. Yeah. He took that answer to acquiring a player. We know what's on Goody's mind. We know what's on Goody's mind. It's acquiring a player.
As a person that, you know, I love the tea. I love knowing tea. And you know what, Brad? You know when you know something, but you can't say nothing. So when other people say something, you're like, oh, for real? What happened? Oh, I can't believe. They did what? You got to act shocked. You got to act surprised. So all Goody is just trying to be that person that's acting like, I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen all the reports in the media. What's happening? They think we're talking to Micah Parsons. No. But, you know, one player away,
Micah.
Listen. Micah, bring your ass up here to Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Brian Gutekunst didn't even just roll right into a Southern accent. He's been talking so much to
Jerry
Jones. I'm telling you, this man is asked about, is the team one player away? And he concludes his thought about acquiring a player.
Good players make impacts. And so anytime, you know, there's players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to.
Players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to. And it sounds like Goody is trying. Again, 800-990-3776. Boy, Goody is Goody's cooking today. He on one. That is a man who knows he's trying to make something happen. That's a man walking around with confidence right now. Again, that is the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776. Kent, Jake, we see you. We appreciate y'all listening. We're definitely going to get to as well. But please, watch and stream us live on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. I see y'all going. Again, I love the conversation on YouTube, the back and
what
forth.
What are the odds? Hold on, real quick. What are the odds, Brian Gutekunst? This rumor comes out the day of roster cutdowns, when general managers have a scheduled press conference the day after roster cutdowns, And this rumor is just swirling the day this man speaks like six times a year.
For real.
He doesn't speak very often. Speaks around the draft.
It is remarkable.
Speaks around the beginning of training camp. Speaks right after roster cutdowns. Speaks before week one. And then usually speaks at the end of the regular season. That's like it. What are the odds of this? We won't hear from him again until, hopefully, they acquire Micah Parsons.
Wow.
Micah?
I mean, he could have easily said, like, no, our roster is what it is, right? He could have easily said, guys, I've seen some of these rumors. It's not happening. Our locker room is what it is. We trust in Lucas Van Ness to, you know, get better, take the next step. The sense of urgency the guy showed during training camp, I'm loving the direction we're going. He didn't say none of that. He just left it out there that he's working on something behind the scenes.
Now,
we don't know it will come true or not because it takes two to tango. But sure I does. Like that Brian is trying to tango. Again, Ken and Jake, we see y'all on the Carbless Talking text line. Shout out to y'all, KBN Nation. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation talking about Micah Parsons. But also, the return of Brad means the return of here, Brad out. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. This is Kyle Bruston-Norman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.